and welcome to the Convergent Tech Talk. The Convergent Tech Talk is a show that I do talking to integrators about integrations as well as case studies, and I will talk to manufacturers as well. On this show, we have a special one. We are talking about the HTA, and my partner from the AV Life is here with me, Katie McGregor Bennett, and she is joining me on this one to talk to our guests. At this moment, I'm actually going to turn over to Katie to introduce them and get this rolling. Go ahead, Katie.
Hey, everyone. So yeah, this is Katie McGregor Bennett, KMB Communications, and I'm joining Corey today for a very special show. We've got Josh Christian of the HTA, which is the Home Technology Association, and we have Jason Voorhees from Kantara, a high-profile residential integration firm on the West Coast. Jason will tell us all about his firm and what they're doing. We're going to talk a little bit about the HTA and what they're doing, and then together we'll talk about how Kantara and the HTA are working on progressing the integration community and the industry at large. So, great show, Corey. Looking forward to it.
All right, very good. So, you know what, Katie? I think I'm going to do a lot of throwing back to you at this point, because this is this is on the side of the residential technology space. That is, of course, what you concentrate on with the AV Life, as well as what you do. And I know this is a very important conversation for you as well, for those that you deal with and all. My stake in AV has always been on the commercial integration side. And I know we talk about integrators here as well, and we talk about the HTA. So I do have certain knowledge to the game, I guess, where you talk about that. However, as we know, the commercial space versus the residential space, there are differences, of course. In commercial integration, we deal with the corporate end user, education, other markets. In the residential space, it's very simple. It's home technology. It's the homeowner. And that's what we focus on here. And that's what this conversation is certainly focused on. So, you know, where my background is on the commercial side, and I certainly have followed the residential space for several years now, being on the media side of things. Katie, really, this is the discussion that you drive. I'm going to let you drive it here. I'll get back involved here and there. But let's bring the guests in. Let's start talking to them, Katie, and get involved in the discussion. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Thanks. Yeah. So as I mentioned, we've got Josh Christian of the Home Technology Association, and I've known Josh for many years, as the community is pretty tight-knit. So it's been fun to get to know what Josh is doing here with the Home Technology Association and for me to come up to speed, and now we get to kind of share that with all of you guys out there in radio listener land. So Josh, thanks for coming on tonight. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day 5 days before the big show next week and your big debut. And I know it's been a very busy week for you. Tell us a little bit about sort of how the launch of the Home Technology Association came to be, and what you're doing here. Where are you going with this?
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks, Katie, and thanks for having me on this show. This is great. The Home Technology Association is just launching now, and it's been a year in the making. And the reason it was created was for a few realities that are in this custom integration market, and that is that there are too many projects that are being messed up by unqualified integrators. I'm in the Southern California market. That's where I've been in my whole career. I've been in this industry since 1995, and been involved in all sorts of projects when I was on the contracting side of this industry, and seeing how many clients are frustrated out there due to poor installations done by the previous integration company, who in many, many cases were not qualified to do the level of work that the client needed, which leaves the client frustrated, upset. And unfortunately, these clients often want less technology in their next house because of a previous bad experience. So that's one thing that I've seen happen dozens of times, too many times, that I like, you know, it's like a nightmare thinking of all those projects back there that these clients were upset. But also the realization that there is no third-party certification standard in this industry. And that became an apparent big problem, because you would find these large projects that were very complex. The clients had very specific needs, and a great integration company can do a good job. These projects get expensive, obviously, and clients usually have not the faintest clue what this stuff costs. They get a few different proposals, some from good players, good integrators, and then often there is someone that's competing for this project that's not qualified, underbids it, oftentimes because they don't know what they don't know, and the client has nowhere to go to kind of vet that integrator. Where's the association that's going to vet that integrator that they're qualified to do that work? Well, it doesn't exist. Well, it didn't exist until now. And unfortunately, these clients would often just go based on price because they had no other thing to go off of. And it's the same thing every time this happens. That when that happens, it's almost like wait for the clock to tick. And then the client calls a year and a half later and says, can you come back and fix this? My home doesn't work. I'm sorry I didn't hire you. Can you come over here and see if you could fix my home? That's happened far too many times. It's got to stop. So the HTA, we came together to say, let's make an actual real certification that's going to recognize and elevate the companies that have a proven history of doing a great job. And it took a long time, like I said, a year to come up with the criteria and to make it fair to good integration companies at various different sizes and levels along their growth curve, but to make a solid certification that if they meet it, that's a good integrator. The chance of them doing an excellent job on their project goes way up.
So, yeah, and so you're talking about different certifications, and I want to dive into that specifically, some of the criteria. And within that criteria, I believe then there also are these tiers that that the firms will kind of not fall into, but they'll be put into certain tiers based on the type of service they do, the type of clientele they serve, the type of technology they integrate. Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. We look at a few different things to try to classify the integrators in the right category. Because as anybody in this industry has known that's been in it for a long time, you could have excellent firms that specialize in smaller projects. They do a great job of it, and that's where their wheelhouse is. They're profitable at it. They do a great job. Clients are happy. They get tons of referrals. Some of those companies, if they get asked to do a $500,000 plus job, or say a $1 million plus job, the complexity level, the demands of the construction and interfacing with interior designers, architects, electrical engineers, so on and so forth, it's a different playing field. So we set apart three different tiers that we classify these integrators in that kind of highlight to the consumer where this integration firm's wheelhouse is. Especially it's important on the larger projects, because some of the smaller firms, and it's not saying anything negative against the smaller firms, but you don't want a company that doesn't have experience in that space to come into a project they're not qualified for and then do a poor job. So that is the definition behind those tiers. And getting into the higher end tiers, there's the luxury and the estate, or the middle and the top tier. And the two are actually very similar, but there are more company criteria they must have. Like that, for example, they must be able to provide engineering documents, something that's very, very important on larger projects to document things. That's just one of them, but just to give an idea, we hold them to a little higher standard to make sure that they have the abilities in place to deploy projects of that successfully.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So I'm going to pull the mic away from you for a minute, because we actually have Jason Voorhees of Kantara on, and Kantara happens to be, as you had mentioned, the first firm that's been certified, correct?
That's true. Jason was first.
Yes. Okay. So Jason, why don't you tell us a little bit, or just kind of share with us how the HTA sort of came into your view, and ultimately how was the decision formed on this was something you wanted to support and really get behind? How did that work with you?
Well, this has been a really exciting week for me in my career. This is kind of a milestone, launching HDA, or having HDA launched, because I have been vocal with a lot of people over the years that our industry, the residential side, desperately needs something like this. At Kantara, we are just completely obsessed with delivering world-class experiences to our clients, like six-star hotel type of experiences. And yet something like six stars doesn't exist, right? A client has no idea what, how do you even find a company that's even interested in providing that type of technology and that type of service experience? So I look at HTA as a way for Kantara to go to the next level, right? Because now we have an objective conversation that we can have with potential clients that says, look, it's not just the words that are coming out of my mouth about my own company or my salesperson's words, but it's an independent entity that's saying there are stratification levels within this industry, and this is where Kantara falls in that stratification compared to other companies. And so it's just another way that a homeowner or a rep is going to be able to decide what they want for themselves and then go find that right partner. And that's really fantastic. So when I heard that Josh was working on this program a couple months ago, I made this joke that I want to do whatever it takes to, be like in that first wave of dealers, because it's like, no kidding, and I've been talking about this for like 10 years, right? And because that, as a business owner, client acquisition at the level of projects that I'm working at, client acquisition is a huge dollar amount, right? We have sales that can take 12 months from the first moment you meet with the architect until you have ink on a contract, because you're being strung along through the whole process, right? We're doing engineer proposals and maybe floor plans and maybe some flashy drawings about the theater or something like that. And so all to have it at the last moment, the owner say, "Oh, well, my sister-in-law's cousin just opened up an AV company, and we're going to give him this job," which happened to me about 4 years ago for a $30 million home on the beach. And 2 weeks ago, I got the phone call Josh just talked about, where they said, "So Jason, we've been in the home for about a year now, and our Savant system doesn't work," right? And so I found out, what happened? Well, my husband hired that AV company. They were $100,000 less than you were, right? And we thought that was a great deal, right? And now, they even said that this guy almost got in a fist fight with the construction superintendent, right? This was probably the first or second job this company had ever done, and this guy wasn't ready to be part of a $30 million construction project. But something like HTA didn't exist. And so in the client's mind, my company may have been strongly referred in by the architect. But this other friend was a friend of a friend, and we should trust friends, right? So this is something that that could have been discussed back then if HTA existed.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting point that you made, and all too often we hear about this, the consumer making a decision merely based on price, which is absolutely understandable, when there isn't another opportunity to go and vet out that deal, that finger quote deal. Is it really a good deal, or is this guy just meeting a price point and I'm ultimately not going to get the experience that I'm hoping for or expecting out of this installation? It's I think it's that happens all too often. And when Josh first brought up the HTA, that was one of the things that really resonated with me, which is, as somebody in the industry, and I know you guys probably all get this too, but in anybody that that's a friend or relative outside of the industry, they come to you for insight and information. And all too often I hear that question of, so where do I go? You know, like I'm kind of inclined just to go to like a retail store or, you know, like Best Buy or, and that's where they think that they're going to get the high performance big system, you know, and not that they won't per se, not to, you know, no slight there, but it's a different experience. And the fact that the custom integration community isn't as well known because it isn't as easily searched, I believe, the HTA, it, I think we'll bridge that gap quite a bit and start to bring the profile up of the integrators who are doing that quality of work, that level of integration, and who are having those exceptional customer experiences on a regular basis. It seems to me that through this certification, it will, like I said, kind of rise those integrators up, you know, to the surface and make them more visible to the consumer. And it certainly sounds, Jason, as though that's what you see as well. And it's, you know, that thing of the takeover job, you know, that's kind of the other one. And, you know, Josh, I know you were talking about that a little bit, so maybe just sling the mic back over to Josh, if you would, and just talk a little bit about sort of how the takeover job, you know, you really are hoping to make that a bit of a thing of the past. And just kind of share your thoughts on that, if you would.
Yeah, exactly. Jason, the experience that he had, we've seen that so many times at the companies that I used to work at, and it's a recurring theme in this industry. And we need to see that end, because it not only affects that client, and ultimately it's going to cost them more than that $100,000, I'm sure, when Jason gets in there and finds out what was missing and how the system wasn't probably designed right from the get-go, it's probably going to cost that client more. So they'll have a bad taste in their mouth towards the industry, and we want that to go away. But this has gone further than that. Projects like that, when it's a fail, it hurt the client, of course, but it hurts the whole industry. It hurts now in that particular case, you mentioned the control system brand, and that's a good control system. Now, they probably have mud on their name from that client because they think it doesn't work. I don't know the specifics of Jason's client in this case, but often when I was in projects, takeover projects like this, you'd see the client, see the brand name of the thing that doesn't work, and then say, this thing's a piece of junk, I got ripped off, I wish I never did this, I should have just went to Best Buy and got a, you know, little simple remote control, whatever it is. And that's a fail, because we know that these products are capable of magic when they're done right. So it hurts the industry, because now that manufacturer gets their name sullied. And the other thing that I've noticed quite a bit in my past in this industry, I'm a CEDIA certified outreach instructor. So I did a lot of outreach to architects, designers, and builders. And that was an eye opener to find out from these architects, designers, and builders what a poor reputation they have of our industry overall because of the bad actors. Now, if they had experiences with companies like Cantera over and over again, it'd be a totally different thing. They would look up to us and say, what a level of professionalism. I can't believe the technology can do this and that, and, you know, these days. Oh my God, that's so cool. And they'd be a proponent of it, as opposed to, oh God, here we go again. You know, what? Ugh. And a lot of the architects would tell me, I know we should, and this happened the last 2 years. I worked with the design and engineering firm, and I go there as a consultant and say, look, I'm not here to sell anything. I'm here to design and engineer systems for you. And they said, great, we like this, because we don't like dealing with the AV contractor business, because they're such flakes that even though we know as an architect we should be designing low voltage into the system for such things as mechanical rooms and home theater sizing, we know we should, but we don't want to hand out a name and have that client call us later on when they don't do a good job, because it reflects bad on us. So we kick that can down the road to the general contractor. We just wash our hands of it. I've heard architects say that, and that's sad. We want them to be proponents, bringing the integrator in early into the engineering process, the design process of the home. Companies like Cantera and other high-end companies that specialize in bigger projects, that's what they do. So we have to let the architects, the design or build community know that the HTA exists, which is how we're going to be marketing it to these design professionals, to let them know there are a vetted group of professionals that get it. They understand what you do. They know how to speak your speak. They know how to read your drawings and create drawings that you'll understand to make sure the client gets a better experience.
really, really good point about the architects and some of the feedback that you've heard from some of the other trades. I think we've all got some experience with that as well, but you kind of were right in the thick of it. I mean, you were working directly with them. I think it's really valuable feedback and it should be a little bit of a kind of a call to action too for the industry. You know, it's so many of the integrators do fantastic work. Some don't. And unfortunately the stain that the ones that don't create for the industry at large, it's something we have to be concerned about because it will bring the collective industry down if we kind of can't get a control on that. So, the certifications just make so much sense. And I think the way that you guys are approaching it from the integration firm, that's from a consumer standpoint, that's very tangible. You know, we're used to consumer certifications on all sorts of things. And it helps us trust. It helps us feel empowered that we're making the right decision. And it's really kind of silly to sit back and think that we've been doing this now for so long and yet this hasn't really existed. So, everything happens for a reason, I truly believe, but I also truly believe there's a time and a place for everything. And this is the time and this is the place. Absolutely. Corey, I know you coming into the conversation, you had some other kind of references that you wanted to draw from, and there were parts of the press release that I know you want to kind of talk about there. So dive in here, my friend.
Yeah. And, Katie, I have to say I mirror some of what you're saying. And even though I come from the commercial integration side in my background, and Josh, we've talked about it beforehand, there are certain similarities, of course. Difference is being market served, where that's concerned in the conversation. But in terms of quality and things of such nature, there are similarities. We've talked about architects on the commercial side. There are certainly numerous questions where that's concerned dealing with the architects and being brought into jobs early, which we require. And we don't want to be called in too late and find out that we have challenges to deal with. So I think there is certainly responsible on both sides there. But, in the commercial space, we have very, very good integrators. We have the good integrators, and we have those who it's hard to even know what to call them. They're the ones who are doing the jobs, not really paying attention to detail, and leaving the customer with something that's half-baked, as is the case, and what we're talking about as well. Now, I have in front of me news which just came out, the news on the HTA, and there's a statement in here that I want to read, and here it is. In an industry with no side rails or quality standards and easy access to products, what happens is chaos. HTA has developed standards to move our industry into one which imbues trust, standards, and regimen. It's about time. That is Richard Gleicks, president of ASEAN Unlimited and a member of the HTA Board of Advisors. Now, Jason, let's go to you. Why don't you give me your input on that statement?
I agree with you completely. That's really in line with what I was talking about earlier. Without client confidence that they're hiring the right company, most clients are going to play it safe. And that's really a shame because Josh said, when this is done right, companies like Kantara and many, many other companies can truly create magic in the home. They can create what we talk about as the fourth dimension. And fourth dimension being, you've got the architect, you've got the piece of real estate, you've got the interior design, you've got this home that just looks and feels beautiful. And then you add this other dimension of beautiful lighting and music and just this sort of dreamy atmosphere. People want that. And if they're afraid of the decision that they're about to make because their friend had a bad experience, they experienced chaos in their home, then they're going to go buy a Ferrari, and maybe do four zones of audio instead of 40. And so the more confidence that the client has when they're making their decision, the the more magic we get to create. And again, that's something that I'm really excited about HDA doing for us.
Yeah. I loved how you said referenced the fourth dimension. It made me smile. Let me kind of back up here a minute, because I did want to have you kind of explain to us what a typical, your typical clientele is like, and sort of what is the experience that they're calling upon Kantara to deliver on a frequent basis?
That's difficult because we deal with a lot of different clients, a lot of different personality types. One story that we share with brand new employees during their orientation phase is that, all of our clients have reached a level of personal wealth where, the cost of things is not really their number one concern anymore. What happens, we think, and we've talked with clients about this too, oddly enough, is they realize that they now have a lifestyle and access to experiences that the normal human doesn't have. And they're really interested in doing that as much as they can with the minutes that they have left on the planet Earth. And so they realize that time is the thing that they need to maximize, and they need to conserve time. So, we talk about, that with employees, and that is the consistency across my clients, is don't waste my time. Don't ever get me into a situation where I've got my entire family in a theater and the theater doesn't turn on. Try to make it as magical as you can. Right. So that's the one consistency. Then you've got all kinds of other crazy, crazy personality traits, from the type of individual that can, live the American dream, which is probably have a nice middle-class upbringing and then become a billionaire overnight. That's a strong personality type that we get to interface with. That's probably as much as I can intelligently add to that one.
No. That was good. I mean, it was a bit of a trick question, because it's not like you're just serving the same exact clientele all the time. But it was a little bit of a bit of a lead in too, which is, so you have been, Kantara has been certified as the first HDA certified integration firm. And that is at, Josh, which level? Is this luxury, estate? You mentioned a couple.
Yeah, that would be, Kantara is certified at the estate level. And the estate level, just what that kind of refers to, generally speaking, these are companies that are used to doing larger projects, that they have experience in homes of 10,000 square feet and larger, and with multiple structures, some complexity when you're in large homes with multiple buildings that have to be connected in certain ways. You interfacing with high-end architects and interior designers, or have to be endorsements from these folks. We actually check these endorsements, because there's a lot, on these larger projects, they take a long time to build, sometimes many years to build these homes. And there's a lot of coordination. Like Jason was saying, it could take a year between initial contact and getting a contract. And all that time, there's communications happening between the integration firm and the architect designer. So you have to understand how to interface with those type of people. And also, we kind of look at the product mix of make sure they're doing the more capable control systems. We look at the projects that they've done over the past 3 years, what mix of projects and what certain categories of size, to make sure that they have experience at this level. So those are a few of the things that come into making an integrator being classified as a state. And also, of course, customer service and aftercare is a big thing as well. Clients, Jason could tell you, I'm sure. I've heard this from a friend of mine. That's a funny expression. He says a client's patience is inversely proportional to their wealth. And I get Jason smiling on that one, right? So the bigger the projects, like you said, you have people that value their time, and when they have to get on the phone to get the thing fixed, they're not happy. You have to have a company that can react quickly and service these clients in a quick, positive way. So that's another thing that's looked at too, is the customer service and aftercare support. When all those things align like that, then we would consider that integration firm to be estate certified. They can do it. They got the experience. They know what they're doing. They've proven it.
Gotcha. So this certification and the tiers that you've got, it sort of brings to mind, you know, as a woman, I like sparkly things, and they happen to be called diamonds. And there's this cool thing called the GIA. And it seems to me that there's sort of a good correlation there, and at least in explaining to consumers sort of what this means and why you should put value in this. Is that kind of a good reference to make, or way off base here?
No, I like that analogy. It's actually a really good one. One of the questions that gets asked to us is, how are you going to get this HTA name out there? That's a huge thing to get this name out in front of everyone. And I said, we don't have to get it out in front of everyone. We're in a niche industry, right? The custom installation industry is fairly niche. And you could correlate that to diamonds. If you ask your average person on the street, do you want a GIA certified diamond is, a good portion probably don't know what that is. But if you've ever been in the market to purchase a diamond, you learn really, really quick what a GIA certified diamond is. And I think back to the experience when I first purchased a diamond, I was nervous. I knew it was going to be a lot of money for a little tiny rock. And how do I know if I'm going to get a good one, or is this salesperson going to snow me over and sell me a cubic zirconia? I don't know. I just felt, I don't know what I don't know here, and I'm nervous. And I walked into the jeweler, and he explained, starts, you know, asking me questions about budget. And then he starts showing me diamonds, and he starts telling me about this GIA. And I said, what the heck does that even mean? And he explains it's a certification system for diamonds, and that there's a certain rating system. And then if I get to know what the rating system is, I could easily rate the quality of that diamond. I felt so much more at ease with that, because now I'm like, oh, it's not your opinion. Some other professionals came up with this certification, a classification that established the value of this diamond. So now I felt like now I could kind of cross compare and cross shop, because I know there's this certification standard that says that this diamond is of a certain quality. I think that's a great analogy. So is everyone going to know what the HTA is? No, we're not delusional like that. But we can get the HTA brand and what it means out to the specifier community, you know, architects, designers, and builders. That's how we are focusing this message to these people, and they'll eat it up. They're looking for something like this. They're looking to find a filter to find the best firms. So the HTA will become a very important certification standard to these design build professionals, and that's going to trickle to the client. Architect, designer, and builder is going to tell their clients, hey, there's this thing called the HTA. Let's deal with the technology of your project. And here's the website. You can filter down and compare these companies based on where you live and our home. And you could even, by the way, the architects, designers, and builders are going to love this. There's even a budget calculator on the website that helps them ballpark a budget in. Right from the website, it takes literally less than 3 minutes to do. Yeah, I could do it in a minute. It comes up with the budget criteria that kind of helps the client know what this stuff can cost, you know, a range. And then it gives them the information at the bottom based on your budget. Integrators in these tiers would be the most capable of supplying your needs. So if it's a really, really big project, you know, with large budgets, it's going to tell them that, you know, luxury and estate level tiered firms are the best ones that are qualified to do your home. Oh, and by the way, the estate level integrators do quite a bit of projects over $250,000. That's useful information for a client to know. And if it's a small project, you know, it's a smaller project, smaller budgets, then the advice to the client changes. Even the foundation tier works as well. So it gives good advice. Architects, designers, and builders are going to use it as a tool, and that the HTA brand will mean something to them. So we're really excited about getting this word out to them.
Excellent. So Jason, swinging back to you, sir. So Josh made kind of picked up on that, the diamond reference. For me, that's kind of a personal one as a woman, but I have had the same experience, and it's for consumers, having a good reference like this will help to sort of shape their understanding of what the certification means. Is part of this and your association with the HTA, is this also a way for you to connect to consumers that that you aren't currently already, kind of don't already have in your sights? Or, do you think that this will open up some pathways and pipelines for you? Or?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I hope that, what we plan on doing is we plan on putting HTA logos on the front of our proposals. And we plan on sort of grassrooting this with the design build community in our area, right? Because of course I want a partner to go on HTA with my proposal on their desk and two other proposals. And I want them to see that this independent agency has said, Kantara is up to the task, right? And so I'm going to do my part in getting that awareness out. Right. And then I hope totally that comes full circle. And next time that general contractor is on a project, he's going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to look. And maybe I wasn't even a bidder on that one, but then he's going to maybe see my name again. Right. And he's say, oh, right, right. This is a project for Kantara. Right. So I totally see that as happening. One of the original reasons I was excited about it.
Yeah. It's cool. It seems like it's really going to be a differentiator in the marketplace, and especially as competition just continues to get stiffer and stiffer, where integrators and integration firms can carve out a niche and communicate that and have that be very visible to the other trades. I think there's nothing but upside potential there. And so kudos to you for recognizing the opportunity, and it'll be really fun to see where this goes, but really even more just, I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you in another 6 months to a year and see where this all went. So congratulations for your certification. First one, congratulations.
Very cool.
Yeah. Josh, congratulations to you as well. I know this has been a bit of a labor of love, a lot of a labor of love, I'm sure, but the passion that you have for integration and delivering and maintaining the exceptional entertainment experience. I mean, that at the end of the day, that's what we're all here to do. And I think you really are onto something. And I hope that the integration community, the editorial community, the industry, I really hope that there's a lot of support for this and that it's recognized for the benefit that it will bring, the collaboration that I think that it can bring also to the industry and the community. Really looking forward to that. Good luck. And, on to that big event next week called CDS. So we'll be seeing both of you guys there. Corey has, unfortunately left the building. I think he ran off to go and try out that online budgeting tool, pretty sure. So on his behalf, I want to thank both Jason Voorhees of Kantara, Josh Christian of HTA. This has been Convergent Tech Talk, a special episode. Thank you, Corey, for producing. Appreciate it. Guys, we'll catch up with you a little bit down the road and have you tell us all about your successes with this program. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Katie. Thank you, Corey.
Absolutely. All right. Take care, you guys. We'll talk soon.